We are joined now by Martin Truex Jr., driver of the number 78 5-Hour Energy Bass Pro Shops Toyota. Martin, take us through your lap out there.
Yeah, it was a good day. Both rounds come up just a little bit short. So felt like I know where I lost it in round two there. Just missed one corner by, 6 inches and got a little too much curb, and then it hurt the exit. So felt like I lost some time there, and then somewhat made a little bit up the rest of the way around, just come up a little short. But overall, a really good day for our team. And yesterday I felt really good about our car. And felt like it was better in race trim than qualifying trim. So that's a good sign to start up front. Hopefully we can get them tomorrow.
Open it up for questions. Start with Jeff.
Jeff Gluck from jeffgluck.com. I'm wondering, so you're obviously not going to be in the middle of this tomorrow, but there's some guys that are really strong starting in the middle of the pack, like yeah. Kurt, Boyer. How strong do you expect them to push the issue early, knowing that there's a stage break coming up? Like, are we going to see them be, like, super aggressive early on to try to get their track position back?
I think they'll go as hard as they feel like they can early on, you know. This place here is a lot of tire management, so I think, you know, they'll probably start passing cars 6 or 7 laps in a lot faster than they do the first couple, I would imagine. You know, typically here, the good cars shine on long runs, and I imagine they'll be patient until the field strings out and the guys start falling off. But you never know what they might look at strategy-wise. And it'll make the strategy more difficult for the guys up front when there's fast cars in the middle of the pack. So it's going to mix things up for sure.
Go to Don on the left.
Martin, they had an oil down of the during the qualifying for the companion race, and then that quick dry. Did that affect you in the first session?
It didn't affect me. It affected the way the qualifying session went, without a question. You know, you could see that nobody wanted to get on the racetrack, and the guys that all went early were really slow. So it's really unfortunate when those kind of things happen. We only have a 25-minute session. You get down to 15 minutes to go, or you know, something like that, and everybody's like starts to get real antsy. But you can't jump the gun and go too early, or you'll be in trouble, which we've seen some guys do. So it's just one of those things. It's really difficult. I wish they would have done a better job cleaning the track up. But it appeared they didn't have the equipment needed for it. The only way to really get the rest of it off when they were done was to run cars on it. Unfortunately, it was qualifying.
Go back to Jeff.
So given what you're talking about with the tire management stuff, would you expect this to be another race where the veterans are favored over the younger guys who don't have as much experience in doing that kind of thing for a whole race like this?
It's hard to say. I mean, you never know who's going to surprise you. We've seen it before where a guy will just take to this place really well early on, but typically it's the guys that have been doing it a while. You know, I felt like I was a pretty good road racer when I came to the Cup Series, and it took me probably 3 years to really figure this place out. So it's definitely tricky. These cars are different animals with all the horsepower and then this track with the weight each tire is up. So it's there's a chance for a few guys to surprise, I think. But track will be a lot more challenging tomorrow than it was yesterday, and that's where it'll be surprising to a lot of guys.
Over here to the right.
Martin, related to that, track temperature could be a little bit cooler tomorrow. They're saying in the weather forecast, I just wondered for a road course and the conditions here, what difference that might make for you?
Yeah, I'd say it'll definitely make a slight difference. Typically I would say that if the weather stayed the same, the track would be a little slicker tomorrow. With it cooling off, I'd say it'd probably be similar to yesterday. You know, more cars running, more rubber down, you know, things like that kind of just make it a little bit slicker. So I think tomorrow the conditions are going to be great, perfect for a race here, and be nice to have a little bit cooler temperatures for the fans.
In the front.
Hi. You talked about it took you about 3 years to get this figured out. You have one here. What were the things that you really had to master to get that win?
How to get the most out of the car without abusing the tires. That was really the key. And then figuring out what it takes to be better throughout the race. You know, you can do certain things in practice and think your car is pretty good, and then you go to the race and you learn it after 20 laps into a run, you learn that it wasn't as good as you thought. So it's a lot of it's experience, not only behind the wheel, knowing what to feel, but experience with your team on what you bring here setup-wise and things like that. So I think for us, being that we've been coming here together as a group year after year, it's really paid off for us, I feel like. You know, last year I thought we had the car to beat without question and lost an engine late. So we've been strong here the past 3 years, 4 years, and we've been able to play off of those notes and that experience, not only me but also the crew.
Go back to Don.
Mark, when you say you missed it by 6 inches, I mean, that's something that says how fierce the competition and how close it is.
Oh, yeah, well, no question. I mean, this place is so technical with the way the curbs are and the grip and the track. I literally was 6 inches too far to the right. My right front tire just caught that too much curb in one spot and threw me off probably 2/10. So it's a really tricky place, and that's why it's so hard to learn.
Do we have any questions upstairs?
No questions upstairs.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Martin.